fake as Barack Hussein Obama's was. And so is her campaign. Okay, the title might be a little off in that Barack Hussein Obama had in excess of 19 million fake Twitter followers. However, the true Saul Alinsky disciple, Hillary Clinton, had been exposed for having more than 2 million fake followers on Twitter, or her followers never tweet. And it gets worse. She's even buying fake Facebook fans. Now, according to her Twitter account, as of April 14th, 2015, Hillary had 3,351,547 Twitter followers. However, as the Daily Mail reports, according to two popular online measuring tools, no more than 44% of her Twitter fan base consists of real people who are active in using the social media platform. And at least 15%, that's more than 544,000, are completely false. Statuspeople.com, the oldest publicly available Twitter auditing tool, reports that 44% of the former Secretary of State's followers are good, 15% are fake, and 41% are inactive, meaning that they never tweet or reply to any tweets. Even more telling was that when Clinton was in her position as Secretary of State, the Associated Press reported that the State Department was buying Facebook likes. In 2013, the State Department, which has more than 400,000 likes and was recently most popular in Cairo, said it would stop buying Facebook fans after its Inspector General criticized the agency for spending $630,000 to boost the numbers. In one case, its fan tally rose from about 10,000 to more than 2.5 million. But that's not all. When Hillary opened up her campaign in Iowa, there were actually more reporters who attended than voters. You want to talk about an embarrassment? And yet, what's more embarrassing is the fact those that should know better believe that Clinton is actually legit. In other words, the good people in this country are actually legitimizing her campaign through their ignorance. The Iowa kickoff even roused a whopping 22 people concerning Hillary Clinton's presidential run. The National Journal reports, gone are the soaring speeches and the big rally crowds, swapped out for roundtable discussions and meet and greets with local activists. But the dozens of reporters both in the room and chasing after her van outside were a reminder of just how difficult it will be for one of the most recognizable public figures in the world to hold events that truly feel intimate. On Tuesday, for example, Clinton was seated at a table with just seven other people for the discussion, with an audience of another 15 people. But those Iowans were far outnumbered by the dozens of reporters who were bunched together behind a thin yellow rope at the back of the room. Indeed, despite some limits on the number of press credentials handed out by the Clintons' Iowa team, each outlet had one person in the room and national television and photography was pooled. It still was a big group. Bigger yet was the press crowd outside, where reporters who weren't admitted to the event chased Clinton's van when it first pulled up here, contributing to the feeling of a media circus surrounding the former secretary of Iowa's launch. Clinton even joked about the horde of reporters as the event opened, telling the seven roundtable participants, "Well, thank you for having me here and a few of my friends." Let's call this all what it really is: contrived. Who supports Hillary Clinton's campaign? Nobody does but the state-controlled media. Hillary's campaign and support is just as contrived as Barack Hussein Obama's was. They get the right camera angles to make things appear like there's more support than there really is. By the way, that's another Saul Alinsky tactic. They drum up fake followers, give the impression that more people support them than they actually do. Now, Ms. Clinton is an evil woman, and some say she's even more dangerous than Barack Hussein Obama. That may be, but one thing is for sure, this woman cannot be allowed to become the president, and the only way that I see that happening is for there to be enormous voter fraud, and even going that far will depend upon the DNC committee selecting.
If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community. And I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we
should rock
the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to show you something really quick before we get to the main topic here, because, again, it's one of those issues that you need to see for yourself. Jezebel is calling for the criminalization of Americans for propaganda. Okay, first of all, that's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes. I have a resolve to all of this, and it's the same one that I've always given you. Let's start first with the networks that have helped cover her up concerning her crimes against humanity. That's not the answer that they wanted the American people to believe, and again, that's why they're censoring our platforms on a 24/7 basis. With that, this is what I want to propose to you, and I want your thoughts on this, okay? To be a Christian, this guy says, means to forgive the inexcusable. This is modern-day Christianity. Because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you. Again, the post goes, to be a Christian means to forgive. Yes, we're to forgive, that we may be forgiven. I totally get it. But not to forget. In the process, friends, we don't remove the law unto judgment. In the process, there's still consequence for our sin. So let me say it one more time. To be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable. Because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you. You know, first of all, I would put a big question mark around C.S. Lewis. I always have, because it's very worldly. There's a lot of admixture with this guy continuously. And again, I would put a question mark around everything the guy says. I do that with everybody. That's why I hold to the Word. That's why I'm studying the Word all the time. And because we want to hold to him. And when you see the imperfections in what men do and say, you're going to notice them right away and you're going to turn around out of love and you're going to correct them and instruct them in the ways of righteousness. Right? Again, that's what 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us to do at every given step. But to be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you. But wait a second. What I did is, again, going along with the Holy Ghost, I just proposed a question to the guy that posted this. I said, what of law and judgment? How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. What of justice? I said, your post is misleading scripturally. I have a question for you, I put to him. Are there people in hell? And then I want you to answer, why are there people in hell? I mean, many of the people that are in hell right now are understanding they may have been forgiven, but they never repented, right? And the other thing is, Jesus talked about hell continuously in the New Testament, not as a deterrent from their sin, but a consequence for it. The deterrent from sin is teaching men the fear of God and showing men that they violated God's law. Okay? And we're to fear God. We're not to fear hell. Hell is the consequence of unrepented sin. So if people are confused, it's because they're taking posts like this for face value without understanding fundamentally what the word teaches us. Furthermore, it's a false balance. And what does the Bible tell us in Proverbs 11:1? A false balance is an abomination to the Lord. What's happened, Americans, is the American hirelings, John 10:12, have created a God that doesn't scripturally exist. They've forgotten law. They have forgotten judgment. They have forgotten that God is just and that he's a holy God. That his very habitation is holiness and righteousness, and that judgment goes before him in Psalm 97. Matter of fact, let me do this because it's coming to my aid right now. Again, just highlighting this nonsense that people are promoting throughout Scripture. It sounds nice, looks nice, but guess what? It's not scriptural. Listen to what Jesus said in Luke 11:42. He said, "But woe unto you." That's a curse. "Woe unto you, Pharisees, you religious hypocrites, for you tithe mint and ruin every herb. You give what you have, but you neglect justice and the love of God. These ought you to have done without neglecting the others." So when we see this kind of nonsense, friends, we better put this light up to, or in the light of, understanding God's character, because the very character of God is justice and judgment, Psalm 89. The very heart of God is Jeremiah 9:24. Here, let me just go over there now that I'm thinking of that, because I want to read it for you rather than just make reference to it. When I go to Jeremiah 9:24, what do I see? I see where it tells us that let him that boasts, I'm going to go to the King James Version, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understands and that he knoweth me, saith the Lord, that I am the Lord which exercise love and kindness. Read Psalm 107, you'll understand the love and kindness of God. And it's not the way that it sounds in the modern day definition and version. Then he goes on that you'll understand and that you'll know me in judgment and in righteousness in the earth. For the Lord says, in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Matter of fact, in Psalm 9, it tells us that he's known by the judgments that he executes. And the fact of the matter is, the American church has created a God without knowing the very character of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Bradley, can you back that up with anything in the New Testament? Oh, over and over and over and over I can. Because again, Jesus came in to fulfill the covenant, in which he did. Removal of the ceremonial law, upholding the moral law. And when you look in the book of Revelations alone, how do we see the Lord? We see him as a judge. And this is the part of the modern day gospel that they have removed all. As a matter of fact, not in part, but as a whole, overall. That is an idol God. The second commandment is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. A God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating. You know, a God of just mercy and grace with a backwards, inverted understanding through its definitions, the way that the hirelings in the pulpits have defined them today. They've taken on the spirit of the world rather than taking on the Holy Spirit. They're influenced by that world because they've refused to listen to the Holy Spirit, thus making war against the God of the Bible, Micah 3:5. Folks, again, line upon line, precept upon precept, what we want to do is we want to hold Scripture in context, not taking the Lord out of context, and we want to put everything in context so that we can understand the whole of who the Lord is today. And who the Lord is and how he has been, okay? Put that up against Malachi 3:6, also that of Hebrews 13:8. Now, folks, we're going to get to the main topic right after the other side of this break, and I'm going to get to some more of the stuff that I'm talking about now in just a little bit. What we're going to do is we're going to cover Jezebel, and I'm talking about Hillary Clinton, who is calling for the criminalization of Americans for propaganda. And I said, well, I agree, but let's start with the networks that have criminally been used to cover for the crimes of the Clintons. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, giving you guys a heads up, we are going to be in Portage, Indiana. And with that said, we're going to be there at 6 p.m. I'm just going to go over there and show it to you on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. The guy that's setting up this event has been doing just outstanding. Oakwood Grand Hall, Woodland Park Recreation Area, 2100 Willow Creek Road, Portage, Indiana, October 5th at 6 p.m. October 5th at 6 p.m. Looks like we're getting another date in Minnesota here, Brainerd, Minnesota. We're working on another date here in Western Minnesota. And then we're also talking to some people out of Oregon and in Washington. So if you want to book us, again, friends, I'm just giving you the heads up. Let us know now. We book 3 months in, and that number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also want to let you know, if you want to watch us on social media platforms, please do, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. Top left side of that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. You guys have been quiet over the last couple days.
Again, I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you, but I'm always curious to know what it is that you can bring to the table as well. You can contend. You can go ahead and add to. Go to Jude 3-4. You'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about. One more time, 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, what I want to do is I want you to go ahead and take a look at this. Hillary Clinton, Jezebel, calls for Americans to be criminally charged for spreading propaganda. This is according to the Christian Post. Now, again, I just want to be, I want to let it be said for the record. I believe that Christian Post is controlled opposition. I believe that they used wordings and names to put themselves in a Christian light, when in fact, if you look at some of the stuff coming out of their outlet, there's a lot of propaganda. There's no question about it. And the reason I'm saying that is because they were the ones that brought this article forth. I also want you to go ahead and pay attention to the fact that notice the only networks that will actually bring her up. They have an MSNBC because they wanted what they call an extreme left. If Americans understood that we're ruled by law, again, not by unconstitutional parties, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. But I want you to listen carefully as to what she just got done saying, because I'm going to make some comments right after I do.
And
so
boosting
in the process.
Trump back in 2016.
Okay.
But I also think Americans.
Okay, so I want you to listen to what she just said. So she's going after Donald Trump again. Now, this is pro wrestling at its very worst. They pull her up when they need to drive more support to what they call her arch enemy. That would be Donald Trump. Now, also keep in mind, Donald Trump is the one that said he was going to bring forth a special prosecutor to prosecute her. Do you guys all remember this? This is what he promised the American people for, I believe it was about a year, year and a half on the presidential campaign trail. And 41 seconds into his victory speech, he turned on the people. He told them exactly who he was when he said that the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service. So as you can understand, he was then later asked, Donald Trump was, why is it that you were calling for the prosecution of Hillary Clinton? He said, I just told the people that what they wanted to hear. It's political talk. He said, quote, unquote, the Clintons are good people. Here, I better pull that up so people don't say that I'm making that up, because I want you to see it again for yourself as to the hypocrisy that's being played out in front of the American people. So if you look at this Los Angeles Times, they are good people, Trump says of the Clintons. So on and so forth. And again, folks, it was just nothing but pro wrestling at its very worst. And how could it be otherwise? And I want to show you this so you can understand who Donald Trump is. I might play a video in for you just in just a moment here. But you guys see all this Sean Diddy, all the trouble that he's getting in right now. He's a prop, just like anybody else the CIA uses. They use him to go ahead and create a scenario. And then what they do is they turn on them sooner or later. And I'm not saying that that's what they're doing with Diddy, but they're saying that he's guilty of sex trafficking. Are you guys all with me on this? Are you seeing this across the mainstream media propaganda outlets? It's important that you do. They're all accusing Diddy of sex trafficking. Well, what all of the Trump supporters probably don't want you to see is the fact that Donald Trump and his wives were very involved with Diddy. As a matter of fact, you can see this online right now. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. He was also, going back to Hillary Clinton now, he was also very involved with the Clintons, and I've showed you those pictures. And it seems like when they don't need the people anymore that they've set up, the CIA, they take them down. But they fail to understand that people didn't forget that the people that they're promoting, namely the two presidential candidates right now, are very heavily involved with the likes of those that they're now taking down. But this is all confusion by design, if anybody's paying attention. Okay? So what we have here again is going back to none other than Hillary Clinton. We call her Jezebel. Listen to what she says.
And boosting Trump back in 2016. But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrent, because than boosting
Trump. Just a very Very scary place that these people put themselves. Scripture is clear that no man is able to save their own soul alive, and yet they keep going on in their wicked ways. The Bible says that their riches profit not in the day of wrath. I mean, it looks like old Hillary and Billy Bob are getting pretty close to the end, isn't it? Or should I say, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. You know what's also interesting is the fact that what I played during the intro into the show today, you could see that she didn't have the support of the American people. As a matter of fact, when Hillary Clinton kicked off her presidential campaign in Iowa, when she was going all out with Barack Obama right before Donald Trump, 14 people showed up. And then during that video, you also see that 2 million followers were completely fabricated. Just like Barack Obama's 19 million were fabricated. See, this is that Saul Alinsky tactic where they cause the people at large with the use of the media, the propagandist in hand, to go ahead and bolster their numbers when in fact the people aren't supporting them in any sense of the word. They've been found out to be frauds, but yet the American people believe, namely those that are caught up in the game, those that call themselves the conservatives of the day, they're the ones that are saying, look at how stupid the people are to actually vote for them. No, stupid, let me put this into perspective for you. They're not being propped up and voted in by the people. There's something called voter fraud, and the propaganda that you don't say that you say that you don't believe in are the ones getting you to believe that someone's actually voting them in, when in fact they're not. And that's why I said 20 years ago, this is why they need to draw in the illegal immigrants into America, because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. Did we all get that? Because Saul Alinsky said, cause the enemy, that's me and you, to believe that there's a lot more of them, the bad guys that the mainstream media props up, than there really is. Are you all following me? And I've reiterated this next point, and I'm going to reiterate it again, but is everybody aware that dictators rise through the lack of justice from the people that tolerate their crimes? And they do it through deceptive measures. Just like the same way that they're doing today. You know, it's interesting, speaking of Hillary Clinton, that's calling for, you know, the criminalization of the American people for propaganda. I don't know exactly who they're talking about, but I will tell you this. I totally agree with her 100%. Bradley, how is it that you can totally agree with Hillary Clinton? Well, I posted this morning, and I want you to see this. And it's important that you, again, do see it. But repeat criminal Hillary Clinton calls for criminalizing false information, the American people. And I said, I totally agree. But I said, let's start with ABC. This isn't the answer they want the people to have. They want you to agree with them. But what I'm saying is she's exactly right. And what we need to do is we need to start with all the major networks that are under the control of the CIA that drives the propaganda narrative in the first place. Micah 6:16. How about that? That's called backfiring on her messaging, friends. And it's exactly the message that everybody agrees with, the one I just highlighted, but it's the one nobody will enforce. Well, there's people out there that are willing to enforce it, let me tell you. But again, I totally agree with Hillary Clinton. Let's start with ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC. Oh, and of course, Fox News. You know, the conservatives of the day really think that they're getting one over on, again, what they've been taught to believe as a left when it comes to ABC and NBC and MSNBC and CBS. No, Fox is just as bad. I just seen somebody post, just, what was it, this morning? Oh, you know what? We need more people like Sean Hannity, this guy and that guy. And I said, wait a second. Sean Hannity is the guy that gave Bruce Jenner an hour nod to go ahead and jump in for the governorship of California by addressing him as Caitlyn. We need more of that. What's the difference between Sean Hannity and Caitlyn Jenner?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are
we
in
got
the trenches.
Sean, why do we need Caitlyn?
To protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I'm just looking at live chat again. I'm just humored by what people say that I say when I didn't say that. Or sometimes when I did say it, it's like, well, then respond to it, right? 281-845-4704. When I'm saying you're quiet, I'm saying that we haven't heard from you in a couple days here, and the phone lines are up and ready to receive your calls. 281-845-4704. I just want to say again, and I haven't said it in a while, but if I was sitting here talking about the right-left narrative, the phone lines would be ringing all day long. If it was open for debate, oh, people would be calling in, giving us their opinion on Hillary Clinton and the left, so on and so forth, and You know, they'd be all caught up into pro wrestling at its very worst, and they'd be cheering on their favorite wrestler that's the good guy for the year. Until they don't need him anymore, then they'll make him the bad guy. You know what it's like when you watch pro wrestling, right, friends? You all do know it's rigged, right? I think everybody and their dog, cat, hamster, and parakeet all know that by now. Well, so is politics. And you're seeing this. What we're doing is talking about Jezebel, Hillary Clinton, calling for the criminalizing of Americans for propaganda. I don't know who those people are. I understand there's a lot of weird people out there. But I also do know that there's a lot of plants out there. So when they accuse the good people of propaganda, I honestly don't know who they're talking about. I know sometimes how they'll sensationalize headlines and the such, and I don't like none of that, and I don't want to play that game. And they'll do the same thing with what they call the left doing, just taking in part and taking out of context comments made and then trying to put up a headline saying that this person said that, when in fact that's not what they said. I've seen that before. I still see that today. But when we're talking about the likes of Hillary Clinton's, I mean, there's really no dispute here, right? I mean, there's no dispute. Everybody knows Hillary Clinton's a corrupt criminal. And you also know, by the way, speaking of Hillary Clinton and Billy Bob Clinton, you also know that nobody protects them more than the mainstream media, right? Oh, they've been accomplices to the crimes of politicians and corporations since the very beginning, friends. Why? Because they're the ones that are paid, bought and paid for to direct the narrative. Here, look at this. I don't know if you've seen this, but I just posted this morning, too. Do a whole piece on him, Dr. Udo Ufkat. Look what he said. He's dead now. He wrote a book exposing the CIA control over the mainstream media and its journalists, as they call them. He said, I've been a journalist for 25 years. He said, I was taught to lie, betray the people, and never tell the truth to the public. I was paid by the CIA, secret societies, and American billionaires. Journalists are used to manipulate the people. Of course they are. That's why when people get all worked up about something, it's like, guys, it's not true. When they get all worked up about something that's said about their favorite politician, it's not true. Because you have to understand that both the politicians that you think, again, are one the good guy, one the bad guy, both of them are put up as your options, right? And they want you to get all worked up in it because they want to keep you in the establishment. I'm trying to get you to think outside of the box. So let's get back over to Hillary Clinton. Again, we call her Jezebel. So you do a Hillary Clinton crimes on the Clintons. It's amazing. Look at how Wikipedia puts theory. So Wikipedia, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but the founder of Wikipedia personally came after me. He probably wishes he didn't do it after he did it. We had a friend that used to be a part of the Ronald Reagan administration who had seen what he did, and she went directly after him. And again, the guy's a crook. He's a creep. And it's interesting how these people will, like the devil himself, of course, the apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree when it comes to the devil's minions here, John 8:44. But the founder of Wikipedia, it's interesting, he puts question to the truth. Hath God said, is this true? When he knows all the well it's true. But he doesn't put it out there as true because he's on the wrong side of the team and he knows what he's gotten himself into. I got to say this. I can suspect that there's a lot of people that are in over their head and they know what I'm telling you right now is absolutely 100% true. But they don't do it because they know that they're in over their head. And if they come out, they'll probably end up losing their life in the process. Well, that's why you don't do business with the enemy. He always keeps you longer than you want to stay. And he always charges you more than you want to pay. And in this case, my friend, for not coming forward and going to the light, it's going to cost you your soul for eternity. That's why I'm telling you, in being a faithful witness that delivers souls, that you need to repent and trust the Lord to get you out of that situation while you still have time to do so. Because he's more than able to do just that in Jesus' name. Look at this. So if you go online and you see this, it says Clinton scandals, American crime story, tells the story of the Clinton scandals. It goes on and on and on and on. And again, pay attention to the fact that the mainstream media as accomplices are doing their best to cover for their crimes. I want to show you this, speaking of Jezebel, who's calling for the criminalization of those American people. that are pushing propaganda. Again, I don't know who she's talking about, but I do know the propaganda that she's talking about when it comes to the likes of ABC and CBS and MSNBC and Fox News. And the list goes on. And the big tech companies that cover for her crimes as well. You know, it's interesting, friends. I totally agree with her. And I'm reiterating this point because people have just joined us on the platform. But what I'm doing is highlighting the fact that repeat criminal Hillary Clinton is calling for, again, criminalizing false information. Who promulgates and who purports more false information than the mainstream media and big tech companies? Absolutely nobody. And what I said in response to what she's calling for is not the response she wanted, but it's the one that I'm going to give because I totally agree with her. We do need to criminalize those that are propagandizing the people and giving out false information. That's against the law. And in P.S., we already have laws in place to put a stop to that, but we also see judges throughout the courts and federal and state courts throughout the United States of America that are protecting these big corporations concerning defamation and propaganda and lies. Just ask me. I was the one that took MSNBC to court for MSNBC picking and choosing out of context the things that I had to say. And they all the while knew it. They did it not just once, but they did it twice. They wanted to go ahead and test their steel. And we found out it was the courts and the attorneys that were the problem. Because you got to understand that you live in a system of corruption, friends, where the attorneys, they win either way. That is not how our justice system is set up. And if you have an attorney and you have the money, what will happen is the people that you're going after when it comes to the mainstream media and its outlets, what they'll do is they'll try to bankrupt you, which is another violation of law. And they're somehow or another given a free hand by the judges to go ahead and do that rather than just making a quick decision and saying, wait, that's defamation. That's defamation. That's a lie. They can't be doing that. But they let them do it all day long. And it comes back to the American people who tolerate corruption on the benches. Put that up against Article 3, Section 1. They sit during good behavior, not bad behavior. And if they do, then you remove them. You impeach them and prosecute them. Okay? Also read Psalm 94:20 when you get a moment. So let me go over to Hillary Clinton again, the Jezebel, the witch calling for the criminalization of those that are dispersing and disseminating false information. I want you to consider the source because, again, what you're going to hear here, friends, is nothing new is under the sun. This is like Joseph Goebbels, minister propaganda under Adolf Hitler, the accuser of their brethren. Accuse others of what you're guilty of. You ready for this? I want you to see this. This is the body count around the Clintons. If you've never seen Clinton Chronicles, you need to do yourself a favor and watch it. A friend of mine's friend, him and his wife are the ones that actually put that documentary together. It is very eerie, but there's no question about it. Don and Henry and Kevin Ives, they were two kids that actually seen drug drops that were taking place under George Bush Sr., and Bill Clinton in Mena, Arkansas. They were the biggest drug dealers America ever seen and has ever known. These two kids just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And two police officers beat them to death. And then what they did is they put their bodies up on the tracks as if to suggest they both killed themselves. Only later on to have a pro wrestler, a hitman that was hired by the Clintons, come forward and tell the people, the mother of one of the children, that he was there when the two cops beat him in the head with the end of a shotgun. Okay, they were running a drug operation. You have Victor Razor, another dead body around the Clintons. You have Ian Spiro, another dead body around the Clintons. Folks, I can go on concerning over 200 names that they can directly point back at the crimes of the Clintons. Vince Foster, Mary Mahoney, Jerry Parks. These are all people that were murdered by the Clintons. Jerry Parks, Edward Eugene Willie, Ron Brown. Hey, folks, I want to tell you the reason I'm doing this right now is because you need to quit acting like a bunch of sheep because these wolves will devour you if you continue on down that road. Enough of that nonsense. John F. Kennedy Jr., Jim McDougal,
or Dougal, sorry. Ron Brown was another one. Edward Eugene Willie. Seth Rich. This just happened in 2016. Victory Thorne. Sean Lucas. Jeffrey Epstein. You probably want to put a big question around Jeffrey Epstein. They probably renamed him, put him under a different identity, and then they probably moved him to a secluded area of the world and said, you're going to die here now. You can say that's crazy, but if you ever look at the autopsy pictures, nothing lines up, friends. Christopher Sines, another dead body. Kobe Bryant is another one that they're accusing the Clintons of. And I know, hey, folks, I also understand that you can blame them for everything and anything. But when this happens and it's a reoccurring theme with the Clintons, and then when people get to a place of stature, they turn on the Clintons and say, hey, listen, we're going to turn them in for their crimes. Like that of Anthony Bourdain. Remember, he came out and said, I have information that will have Hillary Clinton arrested, and a week later he's dead. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm up online right now. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. And again, I'm not talking down to you. I'm just, you know, want to make sure that you're filled in with information that you may not have. But you do know that politicians have decoys, right? And this is nothing new. I mean, Andy Warhol had one for security purposes. Raunchy Miley Cyrus, Reba McEntire, Andy Kaufman, politicians. Adolf Hitler had one. Henrik Himmler had one. Joseph Stalin had one. Alexander the Great had one. Henry Kissinger had one.
Hillary Clinton had one. And it's interesting because when I go over to pull the pictures up that we had of all of her body doubles, do you guys remember when all this was going down? It's interesting. They pulled down all of the visuals. See, friends, this is what the mainstream media is doing. And this is what the this is what they're doing is they're trying to distract you from the facts. They want you to believe that what they're telling you is true. And if you question it and you call them out, you're the one they want to criminalize. But I just went to the political decoys and they pulled down all of those from the Clintons. Why? I mean, should we all play it like a bunch of stoic philosophers lost in apathy, friends? I mean, that's pretty crazy, isn't it? Did you guys all hear that? Wow. I mean, I'm highlighting the fact that Hillary Clinton has all these fake followers, all this fake support, and look at all the crimes that she's guilty of. Oh, and all those crimes that she's committed, friends, are not just against Americans. Look at all the crimes that she was allowed to commit against the Haitians in third world countries like Somalia, and the list goes on. And then Americans wonder why they hate our guts. It's because what you've allowed these people to do to their countries. And she's now, what is she doing? She's spouting her mouth off again. What happened to that prosecutor, Mr. Donald Trump? Here, let me show you really quick. I want you to see this again because I never want to leave this show where I'm laying something out there where I can't refer back or show you exactly what they did and what they said. Check this out. Check this out. Mr. President, you have been given the authority to prosecute. Why haven't you? When you want to help people, you tell them the truth. When you want to help yourself, you tell them what they want to hear. If I see a reoccurring post on social media almost without fail, it is a post from the people reminding the president of his promises told to them on the campaign trail concerning the rule of law that he promised to bring back in. After all, he had been given delegated authority from we the people to prosecute, yet he has not. Remember, Donald Trump said on December 29th, 2017, that I can do whatever I want with the Justice Department. The question that I have for the president is, why haven't you prosecuted the enemies within who mean to destroy you in this country? I, of course, am playing to those that still have not opened their eyes to the never-ending game of circus of politics that they're caught up into. Scripture tells us, a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away evil with his eyes. Though we don't have title of nobility in this country, we do have a president that is to enforce the law that the king, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, did give. Therefore, we see that judgment scatters evil away, as does it guard our liberties. Yet, judgment has not been brought forth to establish peace and righteousness within our country by this administration. What of that swamp that remains to be judged according to the law, Mr. President?
I don't want to hurt them. They're good people.
The Clintons.
I don't want to hurt them.
Americans need to awake to the fact that this is all controlled opposition, friends. The left warring against the right is nothing more than pro wrestling. Furthermore, this president acts...
Where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
And I said acts, this is what actors do, more like an impotent victim than the commander-in-chief. America, Donald Trump is the president, not the victim. He is nothing more than a created underdog, CIA-controlled media attacking him, who is being beat up by those that he fails to prosecute. Why? It is simply to drive more support for his administration. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, said Vladimir Lenin. Furthermore, this is merely the circus of politics from start to finish.
You guys remember this?
Designed to divert one's attention away from the agenda that they are pushing forward. And all of this, of course, is behind the contrived and fabricated smoke and mirrors. Look at the headlines just today, highlighting the crimes of corruption in government, Obama administration officials, FBI, and CNN coordinated to set up Donald Trump. Really? Well, Mr. President, when is the DOJ that you have control over to do what you will going to bring forth judgment against those that allegedly want to overthrow your administration? This is illegal, Mr. President. This is simply the conditioning of the American people by pulling away prosecution of the guilty with the help coming from the likes of appeasers, Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz, and Daryl Issa. Folks, we are not seeing justice. We are seeing injustice. These criminals are not being prosecuted, and at length, they are being promoted. Pay attention. If you tell them what they want to hear, they don't bother to try to see. Another headline. Entrenched Obama bureaucrats tried to cover up for Hillary, destabilized Trump. Well, on May 25th of 2018, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton received the Radcliffe Medal, which annually honors a recipient whose life and work have had a transformative impact on society. Sound familiar? Fundamentally transform America? I thought Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were rivals. Where is that special prosecutor, Mr. Trump, that you promised to bring forth were you to win the presidency?
But if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation.
Another headline. America deserves to know if Democrats, as if to suggest that there's a difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, you know, divide and conquer, used taxpayer money to fund spy ring in Trump campaign. Folks, again, all circus of politics, no justice, no rule of law under judgment to establish peace within the gate. Just empty promises. Side note, the hypocrisy and willfulness to justify the president. The professed Christians in this country may want to make sure that they are Christians before making sure that the president is one. In an attempt to justify themselves, it has become so apparent that pro-life organizations are thanking Donald Trump for a victory in a proposed bill to defund the abortion industry. Yes, I said proposed. Where did government receive delegated authority from we the people to enact such...
Okay, so you get the point, friends. He never prosecuted. And you're dealing with people today that weren't prosecuted, that were promised to be prosecuted by that of Donald Trump, the one that they're trying to put back into the office. What I did during the last segment is I highlighted all the dead people around the Clintons. There's over 200 of them. And she's the one that's calling forth the prosecution of the American people. Again, Americans, I mean, this is absolutely, it's so telling, I don't even know what to say. I'm so out of my glass is empty on words to use to the American people when I say, what do they need to do before the people bring justice upon the heads that the microphones and cameras are on? I mean, Hillary Clinton driving opposition, this whole piece, by the way, going full circle to the end of the show here, I didn't realize that we were almost done, but this video that I played here earlier, friends, this is all driving more support to Donald Trump. Donald Trump has made hundreds of millions of dollars, and they put her in place at the right time because they want to keep the seats filled. They want you in front of the screen. They want you in front of your favorite outlet so you can continuously feed upon their corporate sponsors, their golden calf. Hey, friends, the only thing that's going to save this country under the Lord is an obedient people that understand law and justice, period. Without it, we're gone. We're done. And I know that we're in a position right now in this country where the Lord is now doing what the American people have failed to do. They're looking for all these new plans and ideas and these blueprints to go ahead and sidetrack what needs to be done and act as if and to suggest to act as if there's no more crime to deal with in this government. Oh my goodness. And they're still attacking. And they're still attacking. Hey friends, when Jezebel Hillary Clinton here is calling for
criminalizing Americans for propaganda? I say that's exactly right. Let's go to ABC and CBS and Fox News and MSNBC and all of those big tech companies that have been there as accomplices to our crimes, and let the justice begin.